Yo, Nick and Steve, you coming out tonight?
No, man, we're staying in to check out a brand new Sega console.
Sega? What's that?
Check this out.
Yo!
Master System cost them 80 pounds. 128 color, 3 channel sound. Yeah, they got more games than Fisher the Thought. Like Operation Warfare and Psycho Fox. Donut, R-Type, World Games, Chase HQ, World Soccer, Baseball, Wonder Boy 2. The list of games goes on and on and on. The Sega Pops is up 100 strong. Sega!
Blow your mind, better peripherals you cannot find. Left joysticks that simply flow, rapid fire units, bo bo bo.
wipe another enemy's finesse up. KK Bounty, thoughts not cloudy, chainsaw, make your brains roar, don't doubt me. Put your life on the line to survive, this game of death, you must thrive. Stay clear, cause the world is mine, and the right fist backs every word of my lines. Attack on sight, red, black, white, is all that is needed. Delivering a beating, face all bleeding, you're no longer breathing. Stop sign to your eye, life is depleting. Call me a heathen, this mad world is feeding. My appetite for destruction and my reason. It's the last, you're feeling my drip. If you don't, you can feel your chest cavity split.
It's a mad world.
Get your face busted. The result is a fatal concussion. Organ combustion, metal spike thrusting. Do your back jack, cause no time for discussion. Strike back busting, man guards pushing. Through your flesh, it's a mess while I'm pushing. Your body in a trash can. Who will be the last man? Ask me, I reply, jack, while I'm bashing your head in. Homicide veteran, psycho. If you and me, then you might go crazy. Loony, schizo, better get insane. I must come across pain. The price on my brain is at $10,000. Don't let the chainsaw stop ya. I slice loose in my love to a surgeon. This is my world and I'm still here lurking.
It's a mad world. Better watch your step. It's a mad world. Now take your last.
No time to waste them on a death watch. Wipe another enemy, it's the next stop. KK Bounty, thoughts not cloudy. Chainsaw, make your brains roar, don't doubt me. Put your life on the line to survive. This game of death, you must thrive. Stay clear, cause the world is mine. And the right fist backs every word of my lies. Attack on sight, red, black, white is all that is needed. Delivering a beating, face all bleeding. You know all the breathing, stop sign to your eye. Life is depleting. Call me a heathen, this mad world is feeding. My appetite for destruction and my reason. It's the last, you're feeling my trip. If you don't, you can feel your chest cavity split.
It's a mad world.
The latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
No More Blues Dead, TSS is back to the way it was 2 years ago. And that was your news. Right, hello. Gonna be one of those days. It's been one of those days. So, yeah. Probably lots of music today. The music you were listening to at the beginning of the show, MC Nick and Steve, oh yeah, because, you know, crazy names like that, with their song Do Me a Favour, Master Mix 90 version. For those of you who weren't aware of where that song came from, way back when, with the Mean Machines magazine, which I... certainly invite you to check out the Mean Machines archive at meanmachinesmag.co.uk. There was a promotion that was done by Sega Europe, as back then, and their distributors, and the distributors were Virgin. Now, of course, obviously Virgin, obviously very much in the music business at that time, and they had a nice little thing going on where they had this competition to get Sega owners to come up with their own rap, you know, rap song. And the winners of this particular this contest would be able to go to a studio and make it. And the Do Me a Favor song was put onto a cassette, an audio cassette, because obviously back then, you know, hey. And it was put on issue 2, the second issue, front cover mounted, of the Mean Machines mag, and that's what it was. There we go. Thus, it's all obvious. Okay, yeah, that was it. I'm not bothering news. You know, that was that. Afterwards, you had My World, which was an event track from Sonic Heroes. And then after that, we had a track from Mad World, with Sick YG, and It's a Mad World. Better watch your step. I'm sure I'd probably be able to be convinced to play another track from Mad World later if you so want. But Mad World has an absolutely awesome soundtrack, and I'm so glad I ripped it. So yeah, how's your week been? My week's been loads of fun. Can't you tell? I'm 100%, well, I'm more or less 100% well now, which is the good news. The bad news is I'm still here. You know, it'd be nice if it just ended everything and put me out of my insane misery. But let's go through the wonders of the chat room and see who's there. In reverse order, and including the people who are listening in and want to be told, want everyone to know that they're listening in, but aren't in the chat room, but are listening in, we have, putting it in reverse alphabetical order and remembering where those people are. Okay, we got Vija, Erfot, who was a soilder and is now a pirate, Twinbee Mark II, Turbo, Torgi, Staff, Spimble Wizard, Sonic AD, SJSSF, Shadow Fox 04, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Miles Prower, Joe Forever, and then we have Gerbil Soft, Flyfox Tails, Fast Feet, Echo Hawk, D'Artagnan, Biafra, oh sorry, Blake Draco, Biafra, somebody should just die, Rolkin, Flyby, MK, NSNK, Joshua, Birdie, and Chambot can't be with us this evening. Earthbot says, can I have the whole soundtrack instead of another track? No! And, yeah, I have no real concept of what to talk about today. It's episode 404, which means that I should be talking about errors and things, and there should be all sorts of nice gaggy stuff, but I couldn't be bothered to get anything ready in time. So, we're going to be playing music a lot today. I have nothing to talk about. I'll do the questions, and then we'll all go home. How about that? Okay. We're going to start off with some of the requests. Can I play Other Side by Ozzy? Asks Full Dragon. No. Because it's nothing to do with gaming, and I don't have it on this PC. Okay, what else have we got? Earthheart wants Sky Troops from Shadow the Hedgehog, and Joyner wants Blackboard Eraser from Sonic Battle. Okay, that's no problem at all. We'll have those up in a minute. And, if you have any questions that you would like me to answer, please send them to me in a message. I don't know, I'm sure you'll think of something to say. That'll be relative interest, and if not, just order things up. Why not? Just order things up, you know. I'm sure that'll do wonders. So we have Sky Troop. We'll have, no, actually, we won't have Sky Troops. First, we'll have Blackboard Eraser, and then follow that up with Sky Troops. And I will see you after the break. You're listening to Radio Redux with a pissed off DJ. Yeah. We'll be right back. Hey guys, and we are back. Annoying music. Anyway, I'm trying to for a one time. Grr. We've actually got some decent requests, which is a nice novel change. Everyone in the chat room is talking about Team Fortress 2, therefore, I will promptly ignore the chat room because chat room I don't particularly TF2, and if that's the extent of the questions, we're in trouble. Anyway, hello, how are you all? Turning into Sunday door. Everything's all gone weird. What encoders? How am I supposed to change stuff? I can't see the encoders. Anyway. So it's Blackwater Razor from Sonic Battle and Sky Troops from Shadow the Hedgehog there. And those are gone. So yeah, lots been going on Rex recently. We started going through the... I say we. I have started going through the accursed back end of the depository and updating all the pages to the new format for all the soundtracks so we can get the music on there. Because loads of you have been whinging and moaning and complaining about the listening lack of music. And, you know, if things are going to happen like that, it probably isn't a good idea that we get on with it. Especially with Death Chamber being down, it kind of leaves only Shadow of a Hedgehog. Are still updating, feel free to go there. Check them out. Obviously, for those of you who aren't familiar, the depository operates on a sort of 6 to 12 month delay for new titles and games. So for audio media, you won't see likes of Unleashed for, well, you know, up until, not until June at the earliest, because I rather think it's a good idea that you at least have a chance to go and buy the soundtrack, because in the end of the day, we are actually trying to support the people who, you know, do the fantastic music, and downloading it doesn't particularly help. Hence there's a delay. So you won't see the SBK soundtracks for a while, and you won't see Brett Jones's CD at all. And if I find it up on anyone's website at all, I will be slightly pissed. Because the guy's a really nice guy, and he's doing a lot of stuff for us. So, you know. Huh. Anyway, we actually have some questions in as well. Oh dear, everyone's having issues with buffering. Oh well. Everyone's buffering, I'm buffering. Everyone's complaining. The pirates PMing me. Very same fact, no doubt. Cultural soundtrack, you can get it on CD Japan. You can get it on CD Japan. You can get it on HMV. I advise you to get it on CD Japan. I mean, I pre-ordered my copy of VJ's album literally earlier today. And happy birthday to him, incidentally, because it's his birthday today. He is 24 years old, which means he's 2 years younger than me, 2 years plus younger than me, and that's rough. But yes, go to CD Japan. And half a moment. Japan. Bentley Jones. What's the link? Like a very nice person. Probably someone. Oh, everything's being very slow. Hello. Interesting. Why can't I put a link in the chat? Bloody stupid. Why can't I put a link in the chat? And it's not working anymore. Chat's died. Okay, well, I will gladly put up the link if and when I can get back in there. Hello, yes I am. There we go. And I'm back in the stupid chat room. There we go, there is your link. Right. So, yeah, go there. I pre-ordered one for myself and for Blake Draco earlier today. He owes me 20, by the way. Yeah. So, let's go and have some questions. Question and answer the questions, rah rah, you know the rest. Taliku has questions. Should Monster World 4 come to the Wii Virtual Console? But Monster World 5 should. Do you think Shara is based off from the above title? No. I don't, he says, not really knowing who Asha is. Or even what Monster World 4 is. Hello. There we go. Huh. Huh, okay. Anyone like to tell me how long I was out for? Or have I just been going through the questions? Hello? Someone tell me where they head up to, because I've been speaking. I've got to say an awful lot of it again. Well, I'm going to find out just. Oh, wondrous, right as I was starting the questions. Fan-smigging-tastic. Yay! Okay, let's go through the stupid questions again. Okay, Taliku, should Monster World 4 come to the Wii Virtual Console? Yes, if you so wish. Question 2, do you think Shara is based off Asher of the above title? Probably not. Do you think Turrican 2? I would like to, but unfortunately it's kind of not likely to happen ever. I advise you to go and speak to Ryan Black and request a special Tiger's Eye revolving around that particular title. I'm sure Sonic Yoda would love to chime in. And that's Hulsbeck. The custom sprite of Andrus? No, unfortunately. Have you noticed it in the series? Apart from the no specific place, be everybody out there. Pitfall, the Minor Adventure, is quite simply a genre-breaking game. It is one of those games that we should take notice of, and that developers should say this is exactly what not and what to do. Den S says, will you choose the song I do on the Rex Factor? I have no idea what to do. I will most likely be choosing Rex Factor songs for some people this year in some vain attempt to try and get some kind of differentiation between everyone. As opposed to having 18 different versions of Believe in Myself. Question 2, is Four an idiot or what trying to do an Aussie song for the Rex Factor? He is not an idiot, he's just not quite sure how things work for the Rex Factor. He is very much aware of it now. If he keeps insisting on being trying to do an Aussie song or some other kind of non-gaming song, then yes, he is a complete and utter idiot. Question 3, how is the work loud at Sega? The work is not loud at Sega, it's probably a workload and you've just made a little mistake there. That doesn't mean you're an idiot, Demis. It's nice, it's really, really fun at the moment. Oh yes, indeed. Mainly because I am doing a load of stuff at the moment because I'm the only person there. What would happen, Sonic, if you were trapped in a room with Amy, Sally, and Mina? Bounce, wow, wow! Question 5. How many chow do you have? I don't particularly own any chow myself. However, I happen to take care of chow, who, if you anyone at a particular time, will know that the office chow has, on several occasions, done the chosen the winners for the competitions. Speaking of competitions, if you so wish, you have exactly, oh, I don't know, 12 hours left to enter the Sonic Blognik competition, which is, of course, to win a copy of Planetary Pieces, the Sonic Unleashed soundtrack. In fact, you have until 9 o'clock tomorrow. That competition open to anyone from Europe and anyone from the Australian region, including New Zealand or surrounding islands, because they're all classified under SOE for some particular reason that I don't quite understand. Anyway, if go to the Blognik, find the question. It's basically, what is the theme tune of Sonic Unleashed? What's the vocal theme called? Some very, very, very easy multiple choice. You have a very good chance of winning. So, send in. Question 6. Kit Kat or Twix? Kit Kat. SJSSF, I don't particularly care. That's your answer. Okay, I've already said all these once. How about that? Where was I? Question 7, do you have a DS? Yes, I do have a DS. As a matter of fact, it's a very nice black one. And it's currently sitting on my shelf with a copy of Bleach Dark Souls in it, which is one of the games I've been working on very, very recently. In fact, it's one of the four games that have come out very, very recently that I've actually worked on, which include Mega Drive Ultimate Collection, otherwise known as Sonic Genesis Collection. Also, there was obviously Bleach Dark Souls, Sonic and the Black Knights, and the last one is Stormrise, which is coming out next week in Europe. I'm currently 0-4 on these for getting my name in the credits for, so I'm incredibly pleased about that at the moment. Next. Umiuri, don't you realise I'm not going to hear any of these being answered, in which case there's not really much point in me answering either of the other two, is there? Question 2, are these lists becoming way too long? Yes, they are, especially when you have to redo all the goddamn questions again. Question 3, you're too slow, that's a statement, it's not a question. And now it's time for some music, which I promise you will be slightly slower. We have a listener request from the wonderful Strata, who has been very patient, waiting for this, and it is going to be Space Pirates from Castle Crashers, followed by one of the songs from one of the requests from Project Chaos, who is a new member on the Eon Forum, and they specifically requested a song by Darksword, I believe it was, Metamorphic Rock, which is music from Sonic 1, and it's got Final Boss, Green Hill Zone and Marble Zone all muddled up and by Darksword, therefore it's absolutely awesome. That's going to come up for you right now, and I'm going to have some water and lie down and just bemoan the internet in its entirety. Be right back.
Radio Redux. Listener to Quest.
wrestled with Sixto Sound there as well, Sonic the Hedgehog and Metamorphic Mix. Yeah, we're probably going to end this show pretty soon. I'm just about sick to the back teeth of it. Looks like the title has come true with 404. Yeah, so I was messing me about, so why the hell should I bother, really? Anyway, we're going to have another song coming up at the end, another request from Project Phoenix, being Lover Reef, for OC Remix, which obviously features Deluxe, Jeffrey Torsa, Pixie Trix, Shonen Samurai, and Zircon. So that's coming up at the end, along with, I don't know, Something I Want. About that, let's have Something I Want. I quite fancy the electro extended version of Ungravitify. There we go. Like a shell. So we've got those two coming up to end the show. Put it out of its misery. Good riddance to it. Anyway. Right. I will do one more lot of questions. Starting with Biafra, who asks, were you stationed in Da Nang?
What do you know if you weren't there?
Yeah. Fall of Dragon says, all aboard, haha. What you mean? Can you call Demes dumbass? You're a dumbass, Demes! Thor said so. He's a dumbass. Question 3, do you watch Top Gear? Yeah, I certainly do. Pretty much every day now, thanks to Dave. Thanks to the channel, Dave. Why the hell am I asking you this, is question 4? I don't quite know why. Really? Question 5, why are the weather reports always wrong? Because they're not always wrong. And it's an inexact science. Question 6, what would you say if you met Steve Grimmett? I don't know. Question 7, if you don't know who Steve Grimmett is, Google him. Very forward of me, wouldn't it? Well, let's have a look then. Steve Grimmett. Who is Steve Grimmett? The Steve Grimmett of the Steve Grimmett Band, by any chance? Oh, I see. He's a heavy metal vocalist. I wouldn't really know. I'm not familiar with any of his particular work. Any particular bands either, actually. So, I would just go, sup. I'd blame Biafra for isn't this day. It's also your question, and yeah, that's that kind of out of the way. What other requests have we got here, actually? Teleki asks for Burning Town 3 from Tales of Symphonia, which is actually the burning of OZ. Sorry, I haven't got it on this computer, but I will play it another time. Ram Dragon wants Dragon Road, Night Stage, did we play it last time? And Dark Gun wants Aquatic Ruin Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, thanks. But I think we had that quite recently. Huh. Hey. That's really gonna be it, I think. So coming up, it's always been a lousy show, but it's been a lousy kind of day. Coming up we have Lover's Reef. Lover Reef from the OC Remix crowd. And then we've got Ungravitify. And then we have Peace and Quiet in the Hillsides as the guns of war cease. I'm Nacho in GK, you've been listening to Radio Redux, or not listening to Radio Redux. I've been saying Radio Redux an awful lot of times. And I will see you next week, I believe. Might as well, need to keep SSR going somehow. Yeah, I'll see you guys then. Bye for now.
There's a fire lit, so let some thaw now.